What is that?
Spark is like she's starting a fire. She's like, it's like there's a woods and all the trees are very dry and she come with a match.
Who? Okay.
She's gonna start this fire blazing because she's threatening him. When you threaten someone, you're holding them hostage. Yeah, with a gun did. To their head or a knife to their throat. She is trying to manipulate him into doing what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of realizing that if the man doesn't love you, you're going to be unhappy. This is her desperate last act. Right? That is what she's doing. And it's scary that she can do that. She's not mentally well.
Yeah.
She's mentally unstable. By her doing this, she's proving that she is not a good choice. She's not a reliable person to make your life with.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's mean he said to me true.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what she's, well, why would he make this up? Mm-hmm. Why make up a story like this?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You will think he's crazy too.
No.
Because he's involved with this crazy girl. Right? So his intention, what is his intention of telling you?
Mm-hmm.
That is the question. He feel like he can trust you. He wants you to help him out with this so that you will like him more. Because when you help somebody, you get closer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have to think about why he's telling you. We have to think, we have to try to analyze, try to understand.
Yeah, because
why tell me this crazy story?
Because he knows I know her.
You know her too?
Yeah, no, because we are friends before. So he told me, oh, I have a girlfriend. So when I asked, where your girlfriend? That time he said, we are not more, a lot of problems.
So obviously that is true, that he is not with her.
Yes.
So now you get to see, tell you the truth.
Yeah, now, but thing is that she's coming back after a couple months.
Right, because
back.
He's not calling her. Because she sits in her house every day and she says, oh, God is so, have him call me. I didn't realize I am the one. But he's not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So her plan, maybe she even broke up with him, try to get something out of him that she wants, because she obviously is somebody who likes to push buttons. She's trying to push his button, right? But, so this is the final act. Like, this is her last move. She cannot do further than this. Either she gets him to agree or she has to marry this other person. She's put herself in a corner. So if she goes through with the arranged marriage, it's all over between her and Manpreet. This is the final thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to push it into what she wants, obviously. So this is her dream. This is what she always wanted. Something like that. You know, she's a little... this is her dream, but before she decided to marry another guy, so how, you know, if you're in love with somebody, you don't marry somebody else. You really don't, unless you have no chance, right? So anyway, so she thinks he's going to solve all her problems, mm-hmm. that marrying him is going to be like the answer to her, like I don't know, maybe he's a steady income. Maybe, I don't know what she does, but I don't think she does very much. I don't think she really has a life.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's more like the kind of guy, you get married, they take care of you.
Yeah.
And then you have kids, and then you don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. So, really, he shouldn't do anything. He should not.
She don't kill the self, or she don't do like that. Right?
First of all, he should call the police and say that she is suicidal. Call the police. That's really what he should do. And he should call her parents if he knows her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And he should put everybody on alert that she is...
But what he wants, Manpreet?
He is caught. He's like an insect in a spider web. He mm-hmm. feels responsible because he obviously slept with her.
Yeah.
So he's guilty. You know, in your culture, it's like, God, somebody sleeps with somebody. It's like a federal offense.
Not now. It's like that. Before, it's like that. But now...
It's kind of still.
Still for that girl. Because she just came to India.
For that girl, right. And so, really, Manpreet should not feel obligated because he was honest with her. He broke up with her. They're broken up and he told her no. So that's no.
So he don't want to marry with that girl.
He is feeling caught like a bug in her web. He feels like morally, what should he do? Is it right to abandon her when she is acting like this? But she needs a doctor, not him.
So he not go back with
her. No, I mean, let's see about let's ask. Okay, what's going to happen in this situation? What's going to happen?
I'm asking
the future of it. I'm asking for the future. No, that's the present. That's what's really going on. So, protected treasure. Details. Yeah, so he is trying to keep himself away from her, mm-hmm. not give himself away, and trying to be very careful because of karma, how he acts, because he knows that every way you act is very important to your possibilities in life. Mm-hmm. He wants to keep wide open. He doesn't want to get caught up in this. He doesn't want to get trapped by this. He wants his life back. He wants to shift gears. He wanted to get rid of her. He doesn't want a problem with her, though. Mm-hmm. So the heavens is helping him to make the right decision to get out of the past. For him, that's the past. It's
over.
For you. So he wants to be by himself right now. He doesn't want to rescue her. He doesn't want to give in to her emergency. He feels if he does, he will be stuck there forever. So, no commitment.
No
marriage. No way. No way. He wants his own life.
Mm-hmm. He told me this morning.
That's what he told you?
Yeah.
So why ask me? You're testing me?
No, but how I know? I believe you. I don't believe him. One day he's coming in my life and I believe him.
You believe me more?
All right.